One moment. Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. This is Tina.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Oh, great. I think Marietta transferred the call to me, and she didn't put your name in. I apologize. What is your name?
This is Daryl.
Hi, Daryl. Nice to meet you. So I'm the one that handles pricing for your area, and I wanted to ask because I know that she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Not really. I think there's more pricing was probably what I was looking into because I got a guy right now reaching out to me trying to do marketing for me like Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't know how much he's doing like Google-wise. I think he was pushing more towards like the social media type. So, I know I have a Google account already. And I know that
Great.
My name does pop up in the area. I've had a few people tell me that. So, I don't know. I mean, just looking at the pricing, I guess, and then see what kind of pricing we got.
Sure. Yeah, no, I definitely understand. So the main benefit for this and how it would differ from just the social media advertising is that we're a premier partner to Google. So Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So you'll definitely get to touch on the social media advertising too. But the main benefit is in the exclusivity, meaning that this position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Of course, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively, you know. And it's so affordable, too. With our Christmas special, they're actually honoring a 50% reduction off of our regular rate, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you, Daryl, would be not only that spotlight position on the first page of Google, but also we'll program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes, ma'am.
So that happens to be a different search result altogether. And once we program Hill Country Contractor into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, Androids, tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? And then, like I said before, Google also allows us to bundle the service with Facebook ads. So that component would be included, and Facebook obviously is joined with Instagram through Meta, right? So what happens is, you know how when you're searching for pretty much anything online, how next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's ads for that popping up, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll also have a detailed tracking system, which will show you, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they actually typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. And, you know, being that this is a monthly service, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're absolutely going to love this. But go ahead. You had a question?
Is there something that I can get sent over, like an email or something, that I can kind of review the services and stuff, kind of look at how this works, month-to-month service, you know, stuff like that. Not necessarily like a contract, but just like an overview of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me send that to you right now. I see your email on your Facebook page, so I'll send that. And you'll see a link to our pricing page on here. Don't fall off your chair when you see that, because you need the Platinum package. That sells on our website for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. Okay, but the reason that I have better pricing is that the position...
Thank you.
Sorry, I had somebody getting something out of my truck.
Oh, no problem. I understand. So what I was saying is the reason I have better pricing is the position just became available and we're filling it today, but also they're authorizing that holiday special for you. So I just sent you an email. It says local/online marketing. Did you get that?
Yes. Let me look.
There'll be a little link in the email that says click or select the plan that fits your company best. And if you open that, it'll take you to a page that says take control of your online presence. So if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see we have a proven success rate, 21 years of industry expertise. We've serviced tens of thousands of clients all over United States and Canada, and we have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Also, if you scroll down a little bit further, you'll see our Google Partnership badge. You'll notice there's a little red banner at the left that says Premier. That's an elite status with Google. There's only a handful of companies that have earned that status. We happen to be one of them. And what it means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner to Google, you're also going to have that extra support staff available for your business. And then if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a set of pricing that says premier SEO packages. You don't need any of that. That's for the big corporations that have tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. So if you bypass that first set of pricing and go to the second set where it says Platinum SEO packages, this is the ones for small to mid-sized businesses, and you absolutely need the Platinum package with the little orange banner that says most popular. Because currently, yes, you have a Google page, yes, you have a Facebook page, but you have a very weak internet presence as far as ranking goes, and that's something that we'll fix for you, put you front and center, and get your phone ringing. So you can see that you will not be paying $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee, because if you decide to move forward, you're going to get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within that Platinum package, but you're only paying $299 monthly. Okay? And then if you scroll down a little bit further, you'll see, again, our A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau as an accredited business, our Google affiliation, and also that we're TrustWave recommended. So, you know, my question to you is that now that you've seen a little bit more about who we are and the statistics behind our services, you feel a lot more comfortable in giving it a shot, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So now this $299 a month, you know, no contract. I did see the one that it said at least a 2-month contract.
Yes, actually, they have to update that on our website. All they're requiring now is a 3-month verbal agreement. And what I mean by that is anytime you enter into new marketing as a business, it's always best to try it for at least a quarter of the year to evaluate the results. So it's a month-to-month subscription. After the first 3 months, you can cancel at any time without an early termination fee or anything like that. So, but you won't cancel, because nobody ever would on profit, and I know that you won't either. You know, it's kind of like that old saying, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar, right? So, you know, it has to be comforting to know that you have that option, but I don't think that you're ever going to want to cancel anyway, you know?
So now this, if I lock in on this Christmas special, of course, you know, after the first of the year, that Christmas special is not necessarily available. So does that mean I'm locked in for as long as I choose to use the service?
Correct.
No,
it would be $2.99 monthly forever. So even though it's just a Christmas special for this week, you would still have it for as long as you're with us. So if you're with us for a year or 2 years or 5 years, it'll never go back up to that $5.99 monthly. And that's why I'll send you that pricing in the terms and conditions for the Platinum package, and you'll acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that's what will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never does go up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I hear you.
Yep. How it works also, Daryl, is I'll create an appointment for one of my technicians to call you either later today or tomorrow. I realize that tomorrow is Christmas Eve, so you might have limited availability. So if you want to push it out to, you know, maybe Friday after Christmas Day, we could do that too. But hopefully, you know, we can get the client interview knocked out today, because that'll get the ball rolling a lot quicker. And then I'll send you a confirmation email. You want me to use that same one, right? Daryl at Hill Country Contract. Oh, no, I just realized I spelled your name wrong. I spelled it with the Y. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I saw it on the email, and I'm like, oh, no. But, yeah, if you saw it wrong in that email, I apologize. And then what's your last name?
Clark, C-L-A-R-K.
Got it. And then is this the only phone number that you use, or is there a secondary line for internal purposes in case the technicians needed to reach out to you?
No, just this number.
Perfect. And then for the listing on Google, I see that you currently have the LLC on there, so that's the way you'd like it to remain, right, to continue to promote the LLC?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Okay, and do you have access to that Google page where you could go in and add us as a manager?
I'm pretty sure I could, yes. I mean, I haven't tried it, but I do have access to it.
Okay, great. Reason I ask is when we sign up a client that has a Google business page already, we will not create a new one, because that would be a duplicate and it will hurt your rankings. It'll actually throw up a red flag with Google. So we'll use the one that you already have. You'll add us as a manager, and we'll start programming it to show on the first page. So naturally, you're the owner of it. It belongs to your business. We're just managing it for you so that we can get you those ample results in that spotlight position. And then is the business address, I know it's going to stay hidden on Google, but just for verification, it's still the 491 Private Road 1501, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It is? Okay, perfect. That makes it easy. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
I mean, it would probably be a debit card, but I am actually, like, on the road right now, so it's a little, it's going to be a little complicated for me to pull it out. Would this be, is this needed in order to schedule for the one on Friday?
Yeah, we have to do the payment in order to secure the position and block off the category, and also to create that client interview. I do want you to be safe, obviously. I don't want you to do anything while you're driving. But if you needed to pull over or something to get the card, I don't mind waiting just so that you do get to a safe spot. But I also want to ask you, is there any other hesitation where, you know, you're not 100% sure right now, or?
Yes, there is. It's not your fault. It's something that me and my wife were talking about. I am currently using a company called Townsquare Interactive. They kind of built me a website. They kind of used what I already had on my website and built me another one. And now I just can't seem to get a hold of them. Like, their customer service just doesn't work. So I'm like, I can't, like, add pictures. Anyways, nonetheless.
Oh, no.
I do pay $300 a month for them, and I'm trying to get a hold of them to cancel that. I also have been on Angie's List, which was probably one of the worst decisions I've ever made in my life. So I'm also trying to cancel with them. So right now, I have a decent budget for marketing and stuff, but I'm trying to clear up those because I'm getting tired. I'm already tired of paying them because there's no reason for me to be paying them. So that was actually something that was on my schedule for this afternoon, was to get rid of those two. And then I would be willing again to go ahead and fork out the money for something else, you know what I mean? Which actually, this program seems really good, which I would hate to lose my spot, but I also would like to make sure that I'm squared away on these other two problems, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. So I wanted to touch on a couple of things. Number one, I'm never one to speak negatively about another company. It's just a matter of ethics. But those two companies that you work with, I haven't heard anything favorable about. Matter of fact, we work with a lot of the Angie's clients, and this is the other side of the coin. But I think what the problem is with that service, from what I'm hearing, is that their lead generation, so people tell me that they're selling the lead to them and to everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right? And then the icing on the cake there is that they also say that they're charging them for bogus leads, or leads that are in an incorrect category or 150 miles away. Some of the business owners we work with say that they're pretty good at crediting them back if they contact them and make a dispute. But the problem is that it becomes very difficult to manage, right? And then, with a service like that, I always ask people if they're getting paid work out of it. And hardly ever do I talk to people that actually get jobs off of it. But for the few that have, do you know how they told me they got the job?
No.
They said they had to minimize their rates the lowest because the people that were calling were a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate. And so
that's the
problem.
That happened too. Multiple times. And I get a lot that I'll call them and they're like, sir, I've never been on Angie's List. I've been getting calls all day and I don't know why. And, you know, all apologize and stuff like that. So I want to say the last 2 months has been like that, where I haven't gotten a cent. The very first month, which I've been with them for 4 months, 5 months, the very first month, I got one job off of it. And that's the only job I've gotten off of Angie's List in the last 4 months.
Wow. Wow.
One being, they want me to paint their whole house for $1,000, or they just didn't want the services together. So it's like, you know, that's one of the big things, you know.
Did you dispute that lead that you talked to that said we never were on Angie's? Did you at least get a credit for that one?
I have tried to dispute it, and they said that they would work on disputing those, and they would look more into the reason why they're getting those, and nothing really came about it. So it was more of a
no follow-up.
I'd rather just cancel the service. Yeah.
I see. I'm so sorry that you went through that, Daryl.
No, and it's fine, and it's not a big deal. It's something that I have to get off my plate.
Yes.
You know, ahead of time, before I start locking in on other monthly payments, if that makes sense. And really, for me, I say, okay, I mean, I could have done this today, and I could cancel that tomorrow, but I think what happened with Angie's List is I, for somehow, didn't understand that I was locked in for 12 months, so there's a possibility I could have like $2,000 have to come out today. And if I buy something else and then I still have to pay that, my wife's going to wring my neck.
Yeah.
Because I'm the
you know
owner,
what
but
I
she's
think
really
you
the
should
owner,
do.
If that makes sense.
No. I think respectfully what you should do, if you're trying to cancel with them and you're not successful or you're not able to get a hold of them, or I don't know what the case may be, and the same thing goes for Town Square Media, I think you should contact your bank and tell them to block any payments from them in the meantime until you get it settled. Because if they're not easy to get a hold of and you block the payment, guess what? They're going to reach out to you to get the payment, and then you can tell them, I blocked it because I've been trying to cancel and I can't reach you guys, you know? So that's number one. Secondly, I want to let you know that if it's just a matter of canceling with those other companies, they do allow me to do what's called a post date as long as it's within 3 business days. So if you think it would help, I could secure the position, block off the category for you now, but not actually charge you until Friday when all of that is hopefully squared away. You know, if it's not squared away, then just call me and let me know, hey, don't process the payment on Friday, and then we would have no reason to. But question, the site that you had originally that Townsquare pulled info off, was it hillcountrycontractors.org, or is that the new site that they built?
That's the one that I did. I think they just rebuilt it.
Oh, okay. They rebuilt it under the same domain or under a different domain? Do you know?
I have no idea. I hope that they did it under a different domain, because I would still like to have my website, but
yes.
I can't find my website when I look it up. All I find is that website, so I'm assuming they went on the same domain that I had and did that. So they told me that I would not lose my domain, but I would lose all the info on the website if I stopped working with them.
Okay. So the good news to me is this looks like this is your actual site. It doesn't look like it's a Town Square Media site. And the reason I know is usually when you see a site through them and you scroll down to the bottom, it'll say, you know, produced by Town Square Interactive or something, and it'll have their little logo on it. Yours doesn't say that. It just says copyright 2025 Hill Country or Hill Country Contractors or Hill. Yeah. So I think that that's good news. This is probably your actual site, and the one that they built is probably on a different domain, okay? So that's number one. Secondly, we're in a legal dispute with 2 companies. One of them happens to be Town Square Media. The other one is called Ali Ali. And the reason being is they call Local Splash clients, and they say, Local Splash is not working to Google's best practices, and their websites are copy and paste, and they say all of this rigmarole to scare them, to get them to sign up with them. But the reason they're scam companies is once they do sign up with them, they never contact us to get access to the Google page or anything. So the clients that go with them are throwing that money down the toilet, because that company cannot create a new Google business page for them, because that would be a duplicate and that would hurt the rankings. And they can't do anything with the Google page that we were managing if they don't ask for access to it, right? And so just be very, very careful. Do you know if you already gave Town Square Media the access to Hill Country Contractors' Google page?
I don't think I did, no, ma'am.
Okay, good. Well, that's good, because then they can't do anything with the Google page, which is good. They don't have access to it. But then again, that makes me angry, because now you've been paying them for how long, and, you know, they're not really doing anything for you. So, yeah, just be really, really careful with that company. So, I mean, do you think that would work if we, you know, because here's the thing is that you are in a highly competitive area for what you do. And just over the last 30 days in your area, and I don't know if people are anticipating that next month is January and, you know, they're going to start getting tax refunds or whatnot, but I do see that over the last 30 days, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So what I would say is that, you know, for you as a small business, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, try the program and 1,018 clients will come flooding in, because that's not realistic, right? But realistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. And for you as a small business, even a percentage of that will be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business, right? And you don't have anything to lose in trying it, especially being that it's December 23rd, because anything you do prior to year end becomes a tax write-off anyway. So, you know, come January, you just submit it as a business expense. So this is the one time of year that you could try something like this without even really having to pay for it because of that tax benefit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
So
I
do
got
you think
you.
That post-date option would work?
Yeah, let's do the post-date option.
Okay. Yeah, I think that that's very smart because that way we can secure this under your company and we don't have to worry about some other company closing it out.
Are you legit?
Okay.
For real? Tell me the truth. Is this legit?
Oh, I will tell you this, Daryl. I've been with this company for 14 years and I've seen this change the lives of the business owners that we're working with. Sometimes we come across a business that's struggling and they're ready to shut the doors because they can't get any new clients. And then after they start working with us, they become so profitable because when you think about it, everybody says, let's Google it when they're looking for a service, right? And that's the other caveat. A lot of people, nobody says, let's Angie's it or let's Thumbtack it or even Facebook, as good as the ads are, they don't say, let's Facebook it, right? People say, let's Google it all day long. Google is built into all of the smartphones, and that's the book of business that we're going to help you capitalize on. So you're going to be absolutely thrilled that you did this. Plus, on our website, when I showed you the Premier Partnership badge, we have that elite status because we were hand-selected by Google to have that Premier Partnership based on our performance. So hopefully that elevates your comfort level too, because if you click on that badge, it'll take you straight to Google's site, google.com/partners, and it will show you that Local Splash is a legitimate Premier Partner, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I want you to be excited about this. I don't want you to think that this is not real or legitimate or anything like that. Plus, you'll have my name and number. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. That way, you're always going to be able to reach me. You know, Monday through Friday, we're here from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time. So, in order to secure the position, does it say Daryl Clark on the credit card or does it say the business name or both?
It says both.
Okay. And is there a middle name or initial displayed for you or just first and last?
Just first and last.
Okay. Excellent. And then is, okay, Daryl Clark. And is the 491 Private Road 1501 also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
We can do that as a billing, yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It is 5202.
Okay.
4400.
Got it.
0901.
Okay.
8014.
And expiration?
It is 0828.
828. And then the code?
626.
626. Okay. So what I'll do is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Then I'll create that appointment for Friday for my client to go over getting you set up. It's my understanding that you want us to promote your current website. You don't want us to build you a new one. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, you can do that. You don't have to use a Local Splash site, so that's another benefit for you because a lot of people put time and effort into their current websites, and they like using them. So we'll make sure that we promote your current website. And then also, please forgive me, some of this recording is repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so this says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hill Country Contractors, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Daryl Clark, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All that means is if you do anything else online, make sure to let us know about it so it doesn't conflict with the programming that we're doing, okay? But being that you haven't added Town Square to your Google page and that you're canceling Angie's, Angie's wouldn't conflict with this anyway, but if you do anything new, just let us know. So let's see here. Okay, so it says as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives required documents, which may include business license, proof of insurance. You might not need to send that in since your page is already verified. So you'll automatically get an email asking for photos. You can hold off on that until Friday when you talk to the technician, and I'll send you a second one that says add us to the Google Business page. That's the one that's going to be more important so that we can start programming it. But if you do get a confirmation that you need those photos, just make sure to send them in, you know, within at least 7 days, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So your payment for your initial term and account setup will be charged on Friday, which is December 26th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. This is a three-month verbal agreement where your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 26th day of each month in the amount of $299. You'll be grandfathered into that rate where it'll never go up, and this is a monthly recurring payment. You may also discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then typically we run all of the post dates at 9 a.m. Would that work for Friday, or do you want me to push it a little bit later in the day?
Let's push it a little bit later if we can.
Around what time?
I guess, no, 9 a.m. is fine.
Okay. You're not going to be one of those guys that's in all the return lines on Friday, are you? I know how that goes after Christmas. I saw a huge line every time at Costco and Target and at Walmart, and I'm like, oh my gosh. That's why I try to ask people to send me lists when I shop for them, because I'm like, I don't want to buy them something that they're just stuck in a line afterwards to take back because it doesn't fit or they don't like it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So on Friday, we have a couple of availabilities for your client interview. The earliest would be at 10:30 your time. Would that work, or do you want to do something later in the day? I can tell you what's available.
No, 10:30 Friday sounds good.
10:30 Friday. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to grab this one, and I'm booking out an entire hour from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 10:45. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, you might be eligible for an upgrade into our ideal package, which includes the local service ads. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed by chance?
I have not.
Oh, okay. Don't feel bad about that, Daryl. It's a brand new program that Google released about May of last year. A lot of business owners don't even know that it exists. But it is an exclusive lead program that Google rolled out where you'd have to pass a background check in order to participate. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not worried about that at all.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm not worried about it either. I just wanted to let you know that they will have you pass that background check, which takes about 4 weeks to complete. Once you pass it, you get a little green or a blue check mark next to your name so everybody knows that you're a Google guaranteed or a Google verified business where they're backing you now. Google will now back your work. And then it's a pay-per-lead program where, let me see what the leads would run you real quick. So with the package that you're getting, you're in a spotlight position on the first page, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So you don't have to worry about paying per phone call or per lead. But with this one, it is a pay per lead where you would, you know, it's a little bit more, easier to convert because it's a guaranteed lead. Give me your zip code one more time just so I don't have to go back to that other page.
78003.
78003. Okay. Okay. It is available in your area. That's good news. And the leads would only run you about $64 each. So if you're more prone to doing like the bigger remodels and renovations and things like that, this would be phenomenal for you because how it would differ from Angie's or Thumbtack or any other lead generating program is number one, Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. So if you get a lead through this program, it only comes to you, which means you have the highest chance of converting it, right? But also, we monitor it for you. We have a whole department where you're only charged for the lead if it's valid. So if someone calls you like that other one that says, I never went to Google and filled anything out, then you're not paying for that. That's not a lead, right? Or if somebody calls you and says, hey, do you do a kitchen remodel? I'm in Las Vegas. Well, that's not your service area, so you're not going to pay for that, right? So you'll only pay for the leads that are valid. And all we charge for this program is the one-time application fee of $250, where if you bundle it together to start it on Friday, they would put the $99 setup fee into that application fee. So you'd end up saving $100. Right? So you wouldn't have to pay the setup fee and the application fee. They would just do it all as one. And it would just be $549 on Friday rather than the $398. And then moving forward, once you do pass the background check about 4 weeks out, it can take up to 8 weeks, but again, it's a newer program, so I don't see why it wouldn't be passed within the first 4 weeks. Then they would call you and say, okay, Daryl, we want to collect the activation budget to run the leads, which equals 13 leads in the month or $835. Now, you don't have to take on 13 leads every month. You just pay for the leads that you take, and the next month you replenish the bucket. So let's say that you took on 5 or 6 leads, and they're all big jobs. The next month, you would just pay for the 5 or 6 leads that you took. So I think it's an excellent program. Our clients that have upgraded to it are saying it's the highest revenue return that they've seen on anything online. So with that program, you would get the best of all three worlds, right? You'd get the spotlight position on Google, you'd get the Facebook ads, including the social media marketing, and you'd get the exclusive leads from Google. So is that something?
So you're saying that I get the lead sent to me, right? I get to pick which lead I want. If I receive the lead, if I take the lead and I go and receive the job, then I pay for the lead. Or do I need to pay for the lead to get the opportunity to get the job?
No. You pay for the lead after you take the lead. So it's not like you have to pay for it up front, but we do collect the activation budget up front to turn the leads on, so to speak, and that wouldn't be until like 4 to 8 weeks out. And then it's not like you get a form filled out like they do on Angie's and you have to figure out if you want to accept it or not. People would just be calling you directly through the Google Guaranteed section, and you'd see on your dashboard, it'll say Google, Google Guaranteed, but Local Service Ads has now changed to Google Verified, which I think is a little confusing. But you would see Google Verified Lead, and it would say either charged or not charged on there. So if it's not a valid lead, they would automatically apply the credits for you, so you don't have to worry about accepting it or not. You know what I mean?
I got you. So is this something I can actually just think about maybe after the beginning of the year? Let's see what y'all do for me first, and then maybe we hit that route. I mean, I know there's a discount in there, but I mean, I kind of want to just see what we're going to do, what you're going to do with the website, what you're going to do with my social media, and then kind of go from there.
Okay. Plus, you haven't heard of it before, so I respect that. You want to familiarize yourself a little bit. So I'll send you an email that includes more information on that program, so that if you wanted to try it in a couple of months, that's the nice thing about that program. You can add it at any time. It's not exclusive like the map section of Google is on the first page. So I'll send this to you, and then if you have any questions, we can go over it. And then lastly, I want to let you know that today is my last day. I'm going to be on vacation until January 5th. So in any event that you needed to cancel that post date, what you can do is reply to that email that I just sent you that's titled Google Guarantee, because my work email is always on my phone, even when I'm out of office, okay? So it'll say, you could just say, hey, Tina, I decided not to go for it or anything like that. Then the system won't process this at 9 o'clock on Friday, okay? If I do hear from you or if I don't hear from you, then you're all good to go. The technician will call you at 10:30, and they'll get you set up on the package, okay?
Okay. I do have a question, I guess, randomly. Are y'all going to build me a new Facebook page, or are you going to post on my behalf?
No. Exactly. You're going to add us to your Facebook page also, and then they'll be doing the posts, the updates, and running the ads for your Facebook page. And the ads don't show on your page. The ads are targeted with people in your area that are looking for your services. Like I said before, you know how when you search for pretty much anything, then next time you go on Facebook, you see ads for that, right? That's because the search engines are tracking it. Right, so we'll be running the ads for you that are directed to your actual Facebook page. So we don't have to create another one or anything like that. We would just use the page that you already have.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Yes, ma'am.
Yep, you're going to love it. I'm so excited for you. And then also, customer support number here. I'm going to text you my direct line. Even though I'm going to be out of office, you can always call that number and hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. So that way, you know, you have a good point of contact. But I will be referring, you know, to my email on Friday just in case anything changes. And if not, have a really Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, and we'll be talking to you more on Friday, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. No, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And if you get those other two canceled quicker and you want to start the ball rolling today, you could also call me back and I can push that client interview up to today if things work out in your favor, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, it was a pleasure talking to you and helping you, you know, get set up on this. So have a very profitable year, Daryl, and then we'll be talking to you more on Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.